Hooters, the original wing joint. The Who, Coach Q's favorite band. And a special guest, Dave Bennett, today with Coach Q coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Oh, really?
We don't normally do a guest with Coach Q, but today we're going to make an exception. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Great. How are you guys doing?
All right. Nice talking to you, as always. Everything okay in your world?
Yeah, everything's fine.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later. All right. So, goalie situation. Any update on Crawford?
No change.
Okay. And how do you bring a guy like Leighton in when there's limited practices and stuff? Does he work like separately with a goalie coach, or how does he stay sharp?
Well, he's been he's been playing all year, and they've been sharp. These guys get work after practice, and they see enough pucks. And he's been experienced. He's been around a long time. They get days off down in Rockford as well, so he's.
So you feel like he's in a groove if needed.
He's more than ready.
Okay. You don't have a time like in the dressing room where you just throw stuff at him and see if he's paying attention?
Well, goalies, you got to be careful. They're a little different. You know that.
they're a tad on the sensitive side. A fine game the other night, but then a frustrating ending, which really, from my vantage point, didn't have anything to do with goaltending. You, the Lion King, you keep trying to mix it up in different things, but you got to be frustrated because you got the team. It's just the numbers aren't there.
Well, we're right now we're having a hard time winning games here. So we had some great looks as the game went on. We miss some break. We miss opportunities. Have clear chances to shoot and odd man situations that we didn't even get shots away. So that was a little disappointing in that area. But you get it to overtime and you got to kill a penalty and you got to shoot out and get three shots and you don't score. So some nights in those situations you don't really deserve to win.
Do you look, Joel, at when you had, say, a couple of games ago, you had a 5-on-3 for almost 2 minutes, didn't score. The other night, you have the 4-minute man advantage and don't score. What the statistics tell you about when you don't score in those types of situations, how it affects the outcome of the game?
Well, with both games, we're early in the game, and right off the bat, LA, you got a 5-on-3. You don't score, you lose a lot of the momentum, and then the next day, you got a 4-minute power play against Minnesota. Right off the bat, you don't take advantage, and so certainly, it's almost like as a road team, you sustain a great big kill. They get gives them a big lift, and you lose the. That advantage, and in both cases, we didn't end up coming up with the win. So, you like to get on them early. You like to get off to a fast start at home, and you like to get your power play going right off the bat. And most of the year, it's been very effective, and right now it's a little quieter, but that's part of the ups and downs of special teams.
Last game you'll play in the regular season against Dallas, and given the fact that it's this time of year, and this is one of the teams that is ahead of you, does the urgency get cranked up a little bit tonight for this one?
I think we've been in this mode here for the last couple of weeks here. Every game, it seems like it's very important. A lot of implications as far as positioning here and knowing we're trying to move ahead. So, if we're looking at a 4-point game here, and we're four behind them, and it's a big swing one way or the other. So, we got to make sure that we bring our A-plus game tonight against a team that has played extremely well against us this year, can score at will, and very dangerous in a lot of ways. So this is a huge game for us here before we go away for four. So let's try to take advantage of home ice against a very good team.
Have the new guys picked up at the deadline? Have they had time to get comfortable?
I think their own games have been fine. I think individually, you'd have to say they're okay. And I think as a team, just hasn't really we just haven't seen the consistency of having the four lines, everybody clicking. I thought we had a good game in Winnipeg there, and had stretches in the last three games where we've had some real good stretches, but not enough sustaining it. And I think what makes us a good team, it's that relentless four lines, and everybody's doing the same and keeping the puck a lot more.
We have a very special guest for you, Coach.
I can't wait.
So we're going to take a quick 30-second traffic break here and come right back. And the lovely Eleanor will be with us in just a moment. Explanation right after this. Mary, what do you have?
Inbound Ike still an hour 25 from 53, an hour 5 from Mannheim, 42 heading out. Inbound Kennedy's 50 minutes in from O'Hare, 36 from the Edens. Edens not too bad. Stevenson, that accident, King Drive has been cleared. Inbound Ryan, 22, also cleared the accident. Northbound Tri-State at North Avenue. Traffic sponsored by 7-Eleven. Taste the awesomeness of 7-Eleven's new chicken sandwich. 100% all white meat chicken filet, signature barbecue honey mustard sauce for only $1.99. Grab one now at 7-Eleven. Awesomeness guaranteed. Mary Vandeveld, WGN Traffic Central.
Eleanor will join us in just a second, but before that, Coach Q, he gets a phone call, and one of the things I think you got to be really proud of with this team, and I don't know if you've ever seen it through your career, but I tend to think as a lifetime hockey fan, NHL guys are better at this than most. But when this team gets asked to do stuff, they generally say where and when. But this one looked like so much fun. A one goal that took place at the Centennial Activity Center in Park Ridge. How did they explain this to you, Coach, before you went out there?
All as I can say, they says, we're going to go, we're going to bring the game to them. And honestly, God, that was the most fun that maybe I've ever had in my life that day. We had an absolute riot. And it was, I shouldn't say that word lately. But anyways, we had a lot of fun, and everybody just enjoyed it to a whole new level. And it was a, oh, my God, did they ever come together? I think everybody, I can't wait to say hi to Eleanor. She had more fun than anybody, too.
And here we go. Eleanor, say hi to your new best friend, Coach Q.
Oh, my God. Love you, love you, love you.
Hey, Eleanor, we have
so,
any fun?
So thrilled.
Eleanor, Coach asked if you had any fun that day.
The most fun, the thrill of a lifetime, totally awesome, and unexpected. Such a surprise.
Here's the thing. If people haven't seen the video, Dave, and you and I have seen it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can go to the Blackhawks website now, and you can see it. If you Google Eleanor, it'll probably come up. they brought the game in very early. They didn't tell the folks at the senior center there what was happening. Coach was there. Pat Foley was there to do the call.
Jim Cornelison.
Cornelison was there to do the anthem. And Coach...
Frank Pellico at the organ.
And Frank at the organ. And Coach, what did you think of Eleanor's game? Did she have any game? She have any moves?
Oh, yeah, she had game. Very competitive. Yeah, very competitive. They all were so competitive. Everybody was sweating. It was unbelievable. It was like it was for keeps. Eleanor, now, do you guys talk about that game a lot when you guys go back to the center?
Oh, my God. It is the talk of the day. Every single day, we can't get over it. And that coach. Everybody loves the coach. because he could not have been any nicer. He was so kind to take pictures with everybody. This one, sure. This one, sure. We've treasured all those shots.
Well, it's a very special team, and we know how good that is, but I think it's so cool they came out and spent all that extra time with you guys. But Eleanor, he says you have game. Did you score any goals?
I did.
You scored big goals, and hey, that was unbelievable. The some of the playmaking, and the whacking, and oh my! They took the puck away from they were the ball. They were sour. It was good.
Q, you were the you were the referee, weren't you?
Yeah, and Kitch and Kevin each had a team, so it was a and then they tied it up right at the very end, and then the best line of the whole thing was, and I'm going to use it right now. One of the ladies said to. I said right at the end when it was 9-9 and it was last minute, I goes, next goal win, sudden death. And one of the ladies says to Kitch, she goes, he can't say that to this group.
That's tremendous. Was there any trash talking, Coach, on this squad?
I don't know, Eleanor. Eleanor might has a better can answer that better.
Yeah, Eleanor. Did anybody team? Did anybody trash talk about how much?
No, we hugged each other on the opposite team. That's
nice.
How much we enjoyed this whole episode.
And Eleanor,
my God.
I assume you've seen the video.
I have. And I've been getting calls from people saying, how lucky were you? How lucky?
Right.
And that's how we feel.
I'm surprised you're not getting calls from guys at other centers trying to pick you up and take you dancing.
No, because I'm a little too active for them.
Eleanor, you're the best, Coach. I know how much fun you had there, and it looked like a great thing. But, man, what a salute to the Blackhawks again in that one-goal campaign. It really is. Really is cool.
This was a thrill. Yeah, it was fun.
So there you go. All the guy's done is won Stanley Cups, Eleanor, and you guys gave him more fun than he's ever had.
Oh, my God. We had the best time, and they are a class act.
Well, there you go, Coach. I hope that makes your day like it does mine.
Well, we did have fun, Eleanor. Great talking and hearing how much fun we had again.
Thank you.
All right, hold the line if you would. And, Coach, I wanted to get you Eleanor's number, but she said she wouldn't give it to just anybody. All right, hold the line. How great
that's
is
the best.
How great a laugh does Eleanor have?
Oh, she's great.
What a great laugh.
I'm going to go back and watch the video now and see if I can pick her out.
Oh, you will. Yeah, Eleanor's got moves. She's got moves, I'm telling you right now. As a matter of fact, McDonough tried to sign her. She said, she said, talk to my people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She has an agent?
She got a gravy guy in the kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So the Wintrust Community Banks Hour continues. What do you have for me?
March is Brain Injury Awareness Month for veterans. Traumatic brain injury is called the invisible injury. Even if you can't see the wounds, they still hurt. And today, there's so many effective treatments to help you recover. The Captain James A. Lovell Federal Healthcare Center is proud to serve veterans recovering from traumatic brain injury with a range of occupational, physical, and speech therapy. Help and treatment is easily accessible at the Lovell Center in North Chicago or their clinics in Evanston, McHenry, or Kenosha. Call 224-610-4708, 224-610-4708.
How great, you know, in the middle of a day like today, with all the bad news that's going on, just to hear Eleanor's laugh, man, that changes everything.
And I like the fact she wanted to make sure Frank Pellico got a shout out.
How about that?
A shout out, too.
Right? Not enough of us remember Frank. She took care of Frank nicely. So, were you surprised when you watched the video at all the fisticuffs that went on?
I was surprised there weren't more penalties.
Yeah.
But the referee was Q.
Eleanor's got a left hook like nobody's business, I'll tell you.
She does.